crop updates from around the state on Crop Tour Tuesday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by BW Fusion. Grow smarter with BW BioCast Max, the innovative biostimulator from Biodyne. It reduces fertilizer use, boosts yields by up to 5%, and works on any crop. BW BioCast Max, efficiency from the ground up. Harvest is moving along at a rapid pace across the Hoosier State. We don't have USDA reports to tell us that, as the federal government remains shut down. So we had to go around the state to check in with farmers to get harvest progress reports in our Crop Tour Tuesday segment. Let's begin in southwest Indiana's DuBois County. J.R. Reisner says rain kept them out of the field for a few days last week in Ferdinand.
We're able to get back in the field late last week and make some pretty good progress. Corn is drying down pretty good, and so far the yields have been better than expected. Just have a few acres of soybean harvest left, and we'll hopefully finish that up in the next day or so. Overall, the crop has been good. Harvest has been running fairly smooth, and look forward to completing harvest here hopefully in the next couple weeks.
In Delaware County, Jenna Scott with Cox Farms in Gaston says great progress has been made with the tremendous weather we've had.
We're probably 25% done. We're keeping the dryer busy and filling up the bins, so we're working as fast as we can to get everything out while the weather's really great. So far we've been really happy with our yields and glad to see that the moisture's dropping a little bit so that we don't have to dry as much.
We'll head to northern Indiana next on Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday.
Stop overspending on fertilizer. BioCast Max by BW Fusion helps growers cut up to a total 65 pounds of collective nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium per acre without sacrificing yield. BioCast Max is engineered to release nutrients that already exist in your soil, saving you up to $24 per acre. With BioCast Max, you put less in and get more out. This is how we farm now.
Learn more at www.bw-fusion.com/biocastmax.
Welcome back to Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday as we go around the state to check in on harvest progress. It was a busy week last week for LaPorte County's Denise Scarborough.
We wrapped up harvesting our single crop soybeans. We wrapped up planting wheat, wrapped up seed corn harvest, and took advantage of the weather this weekend to get an awful lot of cover crops planted on the acres that have already been harvested. Today, we're going to start harvesting commercial corn on our farm. We still have some double crops out there, about 270 acres, and we're hoping they will be ready in the next week or so. Overall, our soybean yields have been better than anticipated given how dry we were. Also, not much rain looking in the forecast, but we're glad to have some cooler weather going forward. Hope everybody stays safe this week.
And in west central Indiana, Ryan Rippey was wrapped up with soybean harvest in last week's report on his farms in Montgomery, Tippecanoe, and Fountain counties. And he says they're over halfway done with corn now.
We actually finished all of our conventional traded corn, and it turned out really, really well. Was really, really happy with the yields on it. We're just getting started on our non-GMO waxy acres and had a breakdown on the combine over the weekend. So we've kind of been sitting, hoping to get everything put back together and going here, hopefully today or tomorrow. We've got all of our fall strip till acres applied. The Keystone Cooperative did that for us, and they just finished that up last week. So pretty happy to have that done. While we've been waiting here on parts, we've been doing a little bit of fall tillage ourselves in the dry weather. That's kind of nice to get that some of that knocked out.
And that wraps up our Crop Tour Tuesday. Stay safe out there as we wrap up harvest. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.